This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are back in the studio and we're chatting about New Glarus, 312, and Goose Island. All that and more on this week's episode. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. My name is Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And we're in a new studio. I forgot what we were doing because it's all different.
You're a busy guy, man. We're in the new digs. We're in Brad's new digs.
Yeah, new Lewski studio. So it may sound a little different, and it may sound a little different over the next couple of weeks as we get things put in this room and it's not so echoey and just empty feeling.
Yeah. It's a pretty neat looking space, though, man. It's very exciting.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we'll have to do some live recordings now that we have our own space and everything.
Right on.
But it's not so lonely because we're drinking beer.
Man.
So that I feel good about that.
Yeah, man. It's an 82 degree day in Chicago. Last days of summer, and we got ourselves a doozy here, man. This is a new Pipeworks can. This is a Warbird Session Ale.
Uh-huh. And this is like a evil, crazy-looking, angry bird thing.
And, of course, is the ninja riding the Warbird? That's what it looks like.
I think so.
Yeah.
So this is a 4.5% session ale. It's kind of like got a Belgian-y session ale feel to it. Might just be the yeast or something's going on there, but yeah. So it's not your like hopped up, you know, session pale.
Yeah, it's perfect for a day like this, man. Mm-hmm. This is good stuff.
And I think this is the third can release now.
Yeah, because before this was Blood of the Unicorn, and then I believe the first one was Ninja versus Unicorn.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, I picked up a 4-pack of these. I keep, you know, they can't. You see these cans, and you can't like not buy them.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, they look so good. I have to know what this tastes like.
Yeah. I like this one a little bit more than Blood of the Unicorn.
Oh, whoa.
This is good stuff.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. So we'll sip on this. Definitely not going to get too silly here with the 4.5%. But yeah. Let's jump into this past week. I feel weird because we're not on tour as well. So we're actually doing what the show started right. as.
It's a return to normalcy, if you will. Yeah, we're in the studio, man, and we're recapping what we did last week, man. No special guests this week. So where should we start?
You
start first. I think you did a lot more than I did this week.
So I crossed state lines.
Yes.
Not with any minors.
What?
I drove out to New Glarus on Saturday.
Yeah.
My aunt and mom wanted to go out there, check out the brewery. So I was like, all right, I haven't been to New Glarus in a long time.
Yeah.
So let's drive out there, forgetting how long of a drive that really is.
Yeah, because it's Wisconsin, which is the next state, but it's deep in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it takes at least 3 hours to get there. So 3 hours there, 3 hours back. It's a lot of driving for a couple beers, really.
Yeah.
But the brewery, you know, you do that self-guided tour. You just kind of get to walk around and it's
Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, it's so clean and nice in there.
It almost feels like a museum in there.
Uh-huh. We ran into one guy who's just kind of like watching and making sure the place, you know, you don't do anything wrong. And he said it takes 2 days to clean each side of the hallway, like the pipes above it. And he didn't say how often they do that, but I bet they do it once a month at least.
Yeah. It's a massive space. I like the little outdoor kind of beer garden, just patio area.
Yeah.
The water fountain. You know what I'm talking about? It looks like this old,
where you can rinse your glass and get water. Yeah.
It's like an old command center from like a submarine or something, right? It's like all copper and it just looks really cool. It's like the craziest like water dispenser I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the outside is like set up kind of like, look at all these ruins that we've built. It's got a weird vibe, but it's nice to hang out there.
Yeah, and it all kind of sits on a hill. Mm-hmm. That's a really good looking brewery. Yeah, it's a handsome brewery.
They were picking hops when we rolled up.
Oh, they got hops up there too?
Yeah, so they grow some hops and they were picking them and mm-hmm. I guess, you know, sorting them there right as you pulled in.
There's a tap room. There's a tap room there, right? There's got to be. It's a brewery.
Yeah, so you buy, you know, a ticket and your first beer comes with a glass and the beer, and then you get refills for like a cheaper price.
Yeah. So. Okay. What'd you drink when you were up there?
What did I have? I got some Spotted Cow, of course.
Yeah, got to.
Had that. I went for their Staghorn first, their Oktoberfest. Uh-huh. It's the season, and we're going to talk about a lot of Oktoberfest events here.
Yeah.
So that was kind of my go-to for the day.
Okay.
And then they had their like Serendipity on, but I wasn't feeling that.
On draft, like, yeah. You got to be in the mood for it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. I like it, but I like it more for like if I'm having like breakfast or something. Something like that. But just on draft.
With their Cheerios.
Yeah. You know, it was just it kind of tastes like a blow pop or something to me, right? When I drink it.
Yeah. It's so sweet.
Yeah.
So we hung out there, had a couple beers, and then went into town for lunch and kind of wandered around there for a little bit.
Okay. So. Yeah, because a lot of people forget that whole town is kind of like, you know, like an ode to like...
it's a Swiss town.
Yeah, it's a Swiss town.
So there's like the meat shop and the chocolate shop.
Right.
And we went into, what is it, the Glarney Stube for another beer, and they have that giant urinal in there. If you've ever gone in there, one of the biggest urinals ever.
And let me tell you about this urinal.
Yeah. You got to check it out if you're ever there. And they only have New Glarus on draft.
Awesome.
Then they had lots of other stuff too that wasn't even at the brewery. That I think they had Totally Naked on and a couple other ones too.
I really dig Moon Man.
Yeah.
That's my jam from them.
There was no Moon Man going on.
Yeah. They came on the bus once. They came on a brew bus once, and they said that they're the 2% of all beers in Wisconsin sold are New Glarus beers.
Wow.
Yeah, and yeah, they do like 200,000 barrels in one state. They're the only brewery that does that. That's probably different now. That probably stays the same because all those other breweries that are moving that volume, they sell outside of one state. Right. So yeah, that probably holds true still today. Yeah.
And that guy who mentioned about the clean the pipes, he said they are looking at cans.
Really?
So they're thinking about it. It's in their mind.
Cans are so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As we sip on our Warbird cans here, Spotted Cow was in cans or something.
Oh, forget about it.
Moon Man in cans. I don't know. But their packaging is so simple. I wonder how that would translate to cans, if it would be as nice.
Like how adventurous would they go? Because you do see people kind of ramp up. Atlas, their cans look pretty cool. Yeah, people who put beer in cans, like Bell's in cans, like Bell's didn't really change too hard. It just kind of looks the same as the bottle does. But all these other cans are really coming with some aggressive, like really flashy, kind of over-the-top, you know, attention-grabbing labels. Mm-hmm. A lot of these new cans are. So, yeah, I wonder what they would do if they were in cans. They'd probably just roll with whatever's on the bottle.
Right, they probably just have blank cans and a sticker. Like, we keep it easy, just put it on. Yeah. but then we did that drive, made it back, and then on Sunday, went up to Three Floyds.
Right on.
Buddy was getting married next weekend in Portland, Maine, and he had never been to Three Floyds, so I was like, all right, man, I'll take you out there.
Got to go to Floyds, man.
One last hurrah.
Right.
We're driving up there. He'd also had never been to Red Lobster, and we saw Red Lobster on the way. Like, it's right down the street.
Stop and get these Cheddar Bay biscuits before we go to Floyd's.
But the line at Red Lobster, we didn't check, but it's like out the door. It's always out the door.
Man.
And I was like, I bet that line at Red Lobster is longer than Three Floyds.
Yeah.
And it was. Walked right into Three Floyds.
That's funny.
Red Lobster is more popular than Three Floyds.
Yeah. Three Floyds has kind of jumped the shark, man, you know?
But have you been up there since they started construction on the new distillery area?
I miss Dark Lord Day, so I don't think I've been to Floyd's all year. I maybe went in the winter. Man, I don't think I've been all year.
Rolled down, you know, the back streets there, and you turn on their street, and it's like, boom, this place is giant.
Yeah.
Old brewery sits in the shadow of this building.
So this is the next chapter in Floyd's. Yeah. $120 bottles of whiskey coming soon, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It looks really nice. It has like, it looks almost too nice for yeah. Three Floyds yeah. just because we have this like, it's like Kuma is going to Kuma's 2 and being like, yeah, what happened here?
It's a little too refined. Yeah. yeah. You kind of want that. Yeah. You're used to the grungy feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exciting, man. Yeah. I know they're doing, they got a distillery, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense for them really, right? Like why not capitalize on just you're making whiskey when you're making beer that people really go out of their way to get.
Yeah, but it's gonna take them a few years before they have any whiskey, like any That's brown true. Whiskey.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they'll have white, I'm sure they'll do white whiskey and gin and vodka and maybe something. Maybe they'll do some absinthe or something like that.
Yeah.
I bet they do Malort.
That'd be good.
I could see the Three Floyds folks doing Malort.
Yeah, they're slowly starting to take over that whole block. Yeah, kind of like 18th Street's the same way. They got this. They had this one pub on the street, and then the space next door to them they bought now.
Okay.
So it's kind of like that. That's I guess when your investors like you,
just keep going, right?
Just keep expanding.
Yeah. Huh. But that was my adventure in beer for the weekend. Then. Right two states, two breweries, not bad.
That's a good
three
time.
States, two breweries, because yeah, I didn't go anywhere in Illinois, but I had to get through Illinois to go to both of these. Mm-hmm. How about yourself?
I only went to one party, man. I went to Belgian Fest at Clybourne.
It's
the 6th annual Belgian Fest, and this is kind of like, you know, like the classic Sunday afternoon beer fest,
yeah.
right? Like, well, Stout Fest and Belgian Fest are always at Clybourne, and this past year at Stout Fest took over the entire bar. Like they got 5 different rooms and Stout Fest was everywhere. This Belgian Fest was kind of reserved to just the loft. The loft, the Carl Strauss room.
Okay.
And then Henry's Place, which is the back bar.
Yeah.
So the main bar and the patio were kind of open to just regular dining.
Is it because they did they plan for that or did they just not sell enough tickets so they were kind of like,
I don't know. It was kind of subdued a little bit with regards to like in comparison to Stout Fest.
Yeah, right?
You know. But it was a good party. I think they had like 16 breweries out, and then you know they've got a new brewmaster, man. Their assistant brewer John Nagoski, he got bumped up to pub brewer status after the pub brewer left to go join the Rick Bayless project.
Oh, okay.
That brewery down the street from
That's
Haymarket.
Right.
I forget what they're calling that. Yeah. So this was his first outing, his first beers, you know, as a brewmaster. And those were pretty good.
Nice. Okay.
He brought like 4 of those. Perennial was there. So was Side Project. Oh, Side okay. Project, you saw Corey King walking out after like 2 hours. Like they had ran through all his beer.
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah. You know, Goose Fulton, they brought all the sisters. So Halia and Jillian, they kicked pretty quick.
Oh, really? I would think people were kind of... Yeah, we're at them.
Well, dude, they're like $30 a pop.
That's true. Okay.
So yeah.
Makes sense.
South Loop Brewing brought their Witka, which is the wit beer with lime that they're pouring for the Mike Ditka restaurants.
Yeah.
That was cool. Moody Tongue's beer was just on tap at the bar. Like Belgian Fest is traditionally like, you know, like a fest where they bring jockey boxes and set it up all around.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So it was like that, but there were a few beers that were just on tap at the bar.
Could you go there and get your glasses filled there, or did you have to pay for those?
No. You go there and just get your sample.
Oh. Okay.
You know, your 4-ounce sample. It was a good party. I love Distill. I think Distill can do no wrong. I love their sour stuff.
Really?
I love their Belgian stuff. I mean, I'm just a big fan of their stuff.
They fell out of love for me.
He's like, I don't know. Who else? You know, the usual suspects, you know, Atlas, Revolution, Haymarket. The Plum Blonde might have been my favorite of the day from Clybourne.
Okay.
It was a 6% Belgian blonde. They aged it in wild in wine barrels with plums from that farm. They like Cluck Farms.
Oh, neat. Okay.
Yeah. So that was pretty tasty. A lot of people like The Last One Standing from them, which was a Rotweizen. Still not sure what a Rotweizen is. But it was soured. It was a sour Belgian in wine barrels for a year. Yeah.
Was it pretty packed? Was there a lot of lines? Did you feel like cramped because it was in that small space?
No, you had a good flow, and we got to see the Bears lose yet again to Green Bay because they got the two TVs. That's what I love about the revamped Goose Pub, like, I don't think they had that many TVs before.
No, yeah. Know?
So in Henry's Place, the second bar, there's a huge TV, and then the Carl Strauss Room. Back when I first started, back when I was a kid, the entire party was in the Carl Strauss Room, and back then it was the Siebel Room, because that's where Siebel did all the classes.
Yeah.
And back then, those were really fun days, because then it was like, you know, you're just at somebody's house, like, for, like, it's this big Thanksgiving party,
yeah, bottle share beer, kind of thing. You're just kind of like... trying to raise your arms to fit through people. Yeah. I need a beer.
Yeah. So this is more like, it kind of reminds you, if you ever go to a festival at Hop Leaf's rooms, you know, they all kind of got their own character to them. They all feel different. And that's how the parties are now at Clybourne. You know, they're not just in that room. You can be in a multiple rooms, and it feels different every room you go to.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
How would this compare to Stout Fest for you?
I'd probably rank it just below Stout Fest.
Okay.
For me. Yeah. I think just this, I don't know what it is. Like, well, I think people just get excited about stouts. And then, you know, and they're at a point now where Goose Clybourne is at a point now where their stouts aren't as good as the Fulton stouts, but they're pretty damn, they're pretty fucking good.
Okay.
You know, like their stouts can hold their own. You know,
definitely,
and
yeah.
So I got a little bit more excited about Stout Fest. This was a good Sunday party, though. Stout Fest is like the New Year's, the St. Patty's Day party. This is a good end of summer Sunday afternoon party, which that's what I like about it. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would have went if I wasn't heading out to Three Floyds and I was driving, so I knew.
Oh man, what are you doing driving, man?
You know, sometimes you got to take the bullet for everyone.
You got to take one for the team.
So man. I knew going to Belgium Fest was probably not a wise idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw some pictures. Looked like it was fun.
Yeah.
Cool. That was the only thing you made it to this week?
Yeah, that's all I did, man.
Cool. Well, I think we had a lot of fun with all our episodes on the road. So
that was great, man. I think in the time we've been doing it, we haven't hit the road that hard yet.
Yeah.
You know, I think we did like 4 straight eps from the road.
Yeah, so if you go back, I think all those episodes, we didn't talk too much about the events.
Right.
So I think they kind of hold their own. So if you want to go back and listen to them, we were at Miller Coors, Halls and Hoods, and Whirly Ball.
Yeah, and then we kicked it off at Miller Coors. Did you say Miller Coors?
Miller Coors, yeah. Oh, so 3 weeks, we were out and about.
Yeah, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. Yeah, and I like that they've got like a nice little replay value, like you said.
Mm-hmm. And they were all... you know, totally different places. Miller Coors, you can't go there, but we did a lot of history on about Miller Coors and what they're doing. Halls and Hood, great place downtown with a lot of beer, and then Whirly Ball.
How about Whirly Ball, man? It got the $7 million renovation.
Yeah.
And this place is pretty fucking sick. Like, this place looks great.
We're working on our team. We're getting that together for this Battle of the Breweries.
Yeah.
So
that's going to be good. That's October 5th. Yeah, so 11 people. So we probably got maybe half the team filled out.
Yeah.
I'd say that.
Yeah. So if you're a professional Whirly Ball or laser tag person, let us know.
And we know you're out there.
And enjoy beer. Well, you're listening to this, so you probably enjoy beer. So that check one, set.
We got that covered.
Yeah. Maybe you're just like a scrappy dude and can like weave in and out of laser tag and
right.
Crouch real low and just like snipe people. No. I don't know how laser tag works anymore.
My asthma's gonna bother me, man. So we're gonna need help.
Okay,
we're gonna need some laser tag ringers for sure.
Nice. Well, should we get into the other events that are happening this week that you should be checking out?
Yeah, man, we got some fun events coming up this week, man. We're gonna start on Wednesday. I'm sorry, we're gonna start Thursday, September 17th. Is that cool?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Cool. We got 3 events that day. The Barley's Angels, female beer appreciation group. They're having a beer dinner at Horse Thief Hollow, which is out south, like 95th and Western.
Yeah.
Right. They're doing a beer dinner. It's a $30 ticket from 6 to 9. But since it's out south, they're offering transportation. They're gonna charter a bus. So the bus, if you're interested, it'll be a $50 ticket. And that bus will leave from Uptown. It'll leave from Barón Buena.
Okay.
And it'll get you to the brewery by 6 o'clock.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. And then so the whole dinner is just $50 then?
And if you go and you just go out there, the dinner's $30.
Well,
yeah.
I can't even go to lunch for that price.
Dude, who are you telling, dude? I went to Wishbone, dude, and spent like $17 on like, you know, lunch.
Yeah. I don't even remember, and I just ate it like a couple hours ago.
Yeah, man. So that's a pretty good deal, man. They're saying it's a Southern-inspired cuisine, and the ladies from Barley's Angels will be walking you through all the beer and food pairings out there.
Nice.
Yeah. Also on Thursday the 17th is Tap This, the Chicagoland Brewers Edition up at Fishman's.
Fishman's.
Yeah. Mm. So they got 16 Chicagoland brewers, and this is cool because all the brewers are there. You get to meet and drink with them.
Okay.
And then, you know, talk about their beers, and they have a food truck, and they usually have live music at that thing too.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's right up on North Milwaukee Avenue. This is another new event. It's a Wedtoberfest. It's for all the couples out there.
Right? Okay.
For all the lovebirds out there. So this is at Studio Monarchy, which is in River
place.
North. I've never heard of it. Yeah, it's put on by a group called Indie Wed. So Indie Wed is they're a wedding planning group. So they wanted to put a twist on their wedding show by having a beer festival. So it'll be $15 for singles, $30 for couples. There'll be music, food, beer, champagne, a wedding show. You get a commemorative glass, you get 5 samples, and then you get a full pint, right?
Okay. So, I feel like if you have a couple, you should be cheaper, right? Like singles, 15, couples, 30.
Yeah.
Like that's just 2 singles.
Should be, yeah, couples, 25 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a wedding event. Like, come on.
Yeah, you kind of want the couples to come,
yeah,
right? I don't get it. What's going on here?
Unless they want the singles to, or they want unmarried couples to go. So maybe like no ring, 25. If you got a ring, 30.
I love how you like just going to go to the door and just like barter your way in at this new level that's not being presented.
I just feel like it's weird. Just the price is $15 a person. Then you don't need to double it for 2 people. Like
I see your point.
All right, I'm not getting a deal here.
So their festival includes Rev, Half Acre, and Tight Head, and they say they're going to be more, but those are the only breweries that are listed.
Okay.
So that's also Thursday. And actually, I think that's all I got for Thursday.
Thursday, okay. And then Friday, we got 2 awesome events happening. One happening Friday and Saturday. So let's start with that one. That's the Goose Island Block Party.
Yeah, so this is a 4th year running for the 312 Block Party right at the Big Brewery on Fulton Wood. They're going to have 2 stages, $20 entry. Hot Dugs is going to be there. And we know how much you love Hot Dugs. Then they're probably going to go into their cellar.
What are they doing, man? I thought they were gone. I don't get it.
They say they're gone, and then like, oh, now we got Hot Dugs at Wrigley. Or, oh, we're going to have Hot Dugs one day only over here.
Oh, you want to buy Hot Dugs at Jewel and you know, make it yourself at home now? You can.
Oh,
that's
man.
What it's turned into.
No, it yeah.
All right. Anyway, Hot Dogs.
Yeah, so $20 entry, and then, yeah, you're right, it's going to be Friday night, and then it'll be on Saturday as well.
So Saturday. So I feel like Friday night is a lot of fun to go to, but Saturday is like the epic day. You can drink literally all day.
Yeah, especially we're going to have some good weather this weekend too.
Uh-huh.
That'd be a good day to go. And you should go on Saturday.
Because Friday...
Friday night is Festival.
Yeah.
Now, you look at it, it's like one of the longest running fests in the city now. This is 9 years running.
Well, geez. Well, you got Phobab and...
Yeah.
Okay.
See? But that's it. See? That's the end of the list. It's Festival, it's Phobab. Those are the 2 longest
that's
ones.
That's it? Night of the Living Nails?
Oh, yeah. Night of the Living Nails. Yeah. And, yeah. The longest non-Chicago Beer Society event.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is... So this is a fun event. We've had Heather on, I think, twice now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've only been going for 2 years.
Yeah, right. We have her on every year. Yeah.
Twice. Talking about this event, it used to be at Carmichael Steakhouse.
Right, which now apparently has turned into condos.
Okay.
So this is a new location. This is Block 37. So Block 37 is at, you know, right by Chicago Theater, like 108 North State Street.
Okay.
And they call it Block 37 because it sat vacant for a long time. It's kind of weird. Right across the street from Marshall Field or Macy's now, it sat vacant, and then like you would do like, you know, ice skating over there.
Cool. Okay.
Know? And now it's like a full, like, you know, full skyscraper now. Yeah. Cool. High rise.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's going to be there.
But this is always, it's a good event. It goes for a good cause. What's the ticket price?
$65 general admission, $100 for VIP.
Go VIP.
Yeah, go VIP.
Like, one, it's going for the good cause. So,
yes.
And that makes it a tax write-off, too.
Yes.
And going for that extra hour, just you get the lay of the land, you get to wander around, it's not crowded, you get to kind of see everything. This event usually isn't packed anyway, but you can kind of be like, get all the food you want,
yeah,
you know, get that out of the way so you're not having to wait in line.
Yeah, and it's always a really cool Chicago-focused event with regards to all the restaurants that are there, as well as the breweries. And the breweries are really coming out, kind of bringing their A game.
Okay.
And this is a good party. The Tower of Beer, the silent auction, live music. These are all really fun, you know, attributes to this event or features of this event.
Yeah, last year I won that Tower of Beer.
Whew. I think it's all gone.
It took me a while to make it through all that beer.
Yeah. This is one of our favorite events. There's a short list of events in the city that are really cool, right?
Yeah.
That the brewers come out to. This is definitely on that short list.
The brewers are there. It's relaxing and has a ton of great beer.
Yeah. I think just like Belgian Fest is kind of like the perfect Saturday afternoon event.
Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. After this is all off one beer here. What's going on here? I think Festivale is kind of like the same thing for Friday night. Okay. It's like the quintessential like Friday night party. Like this is where you want to be on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sad. I'm not going to be able to make it.
Where are you going, man? You're all over the place, man.
I'll be in Boston and Portland, Maine the rest of this week and later this weekend. So got a wedding up there. So I'll be out of town, you know, drinking some Allagash White.
Yeah.
No, from the homeland.
You're in a good section of America for beer up there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. They love their beer up in Boston. Right on, man. So that's all I got for Friday.
Okay.
All right. We talked about the 312 is also on Saturday. Let's go on to Sunday. Sunday is the Beercade headquarters.
Okay.
The River North location is their 1-year anniversary.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I haven't even made it over there.
Yeah.
Have you gone?
I went a couple times. I think I went to the launch.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't really go wrong, man, you know, with like classic games down bottom and then a lot of like pinball and all that jazz up top. It's a pretty cool space.
I feel like you're talking about a lady, like classic games down, pinball up top.
This guy knows what I'm talking about. So Sunday is also the Bears Cardinals game. So they're doing a lot party. So they're doing a Three Floyds beer tent. They're going to have live pro wrestling. That's one of the things they like to do there. There's like old wrestling on every screen.
Gladiators or old wrestling.
Yeah. They're going to have a jumbo video wall outside showing a Bears game. And they're doing an industry Twinkie eating contest.
Okay.
So there's that. Yeah.
There's that.
It's running.
How many Twinkies could I eat? I haven't had a Twinkie in a long time.
Yeah.
I feel like you can eat a lot of them because they're just like spongy and they just compact in there. Yeah.
That's 11 to 9. It's running all day on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. The other headquarters is a great spot. You know, always nice drinking there. So I'm sure this one's just like a cleaner version of that place.
Yeah. The old, I like the original one, the old Uncle Fatty's Rum Bar. Uh-huh. Yeah. Over there in Lincoln Park. That's where we did the, what did they do? They had a Furkin event there, right?
Yeah,
where,
like, What the Furk?
Yeah, What the Furk.
Yeah, What the Furk.
Yeah, What the Furk. Which is a good party. They're good guys.
Yeah.
What the Furk was a good party.
Mm-hmm. So that's Sunday.
Yeah.
Anything else happening over the weekend? Or I know we have this giant list of Oktoberfest partying.
Yeah, yeah. We'll slide right into a Oktoberfest, like, roundup, right, if you will.
So these are happening, like, throughout the week. They're not necessarily a single day.
Right.
You can go to these bars and, you know, enjoy some malty, clean, crisp Oktoberfest beers.
It's so cool. I love craft beer for that reason, man. We slide right into these seasonal beers, man.
Like, uh-huh,
weather changes, all these fun beers come out. So they're all over the place. Haymarket is a Sunday party. Buckle Down and 350 Brewing, they're doing Saturday Oktoberfest. Our friends over at House and Hood, they're on Wednesday the 23rd. They're doing their Oktoberfest on the patio with Urban Chestnut, Metropolitan, and Surly.
Oh, man. What's Urban Chestnut's Oktoberfest?
I don't know. I'm curious.
I like their beers. There's Wickle. I got some in the fridge at home.
Yeah.
Always a fan of their beers.
They do a good job of like just everything they do is German inspired stuff. The Urban Chestnut
guys. Lots of light, easy drinking beers.
Yeah, which is what you want sometimes. Delilah's is on the 22nd. They're having a pumpkin slash Oktoberfest party. Okay. That's a Tuesday night. Yeah. So those are all the ones that we would likely be at.
Okay.
Yeah.
I went to Delilah's pumpkin Oktoberfest thing last year.
How was it?
It was all right. There was like 10, 15 people there. So it was definitely easy to get everything you wanted and try all the different versions of the beers if you wanted to try them.
Because they do like verticals.
Yeah. So you think it's like $20 for 20 tickets.
Yeah.
And you can try, you know, Warlock from last year, this year's Warlock, Punk King. I'm only naming Southern Tier beers.
Right.
Adam Smasher, So it's just fun to try like almost all the Oktoberfest that maybe you may make it out for like a couple. But
yeah. And then like I know at that one they do bottles as well as like
some
drafts.
Draft stuff,
some draft stuff too. Yeah. A little bit more news. The good folks at Five Rabbit, their Oktoberfest is coming out. It's Vida de Muerte.
Okay.
Which is it's a Marzen lager, but they add dulce de leche, which I believe is just like milk caramel or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This isn't the Day of the
That's
Dead.
The Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead one. Okay, yeah.
Day of the Dead. That's their Oktoberfest. So that's coming out. And then they're also doing a vinyl party series once a month. So it'll be on this Friday coming up from 6 to 10 out at the brewery in like Beckford Park. It'll be reggae night. They're calling it El Toco Discos.
What, like just a vinyl, like a DJ? Or like,
They'll have DJs, they'll have food trucks, they'll have, you can buy the bottles of Vida de Muerte, and you can just party at the brewery. They'll probably have some more stuff you can drink and buy as well.
Oh, neat. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Very cool. That sounds like a fun event.
Yeah.
Wish I was around for that one. I haven't been to the Five Rabbit Brewery yet. So.
Yeah, I only been once. And somebody was telling me they had a chance to build their brewery, like, in Pilsen.
Okay.
And I wonder what happened with that. Because, I love their space. I've been out there, like, once or twice. It's a dope space.
Yeah.
But it's out there by Midway. So you're looking at, like, 65th and Harlem, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So a little bit of ways.
We do have that new brewery going in Pilsen at the Green Factory thing where Ale Syndicate was going to be when they were Chicago Brewing.
Oh, the Back of the Yards thing.
Back of the Yards, not Pilsen.
Right, it's close, though. I know what you're talking about. The plant.
The plant.
Yeah.
It's Brian Turner's. I think that's his. Going to be his brewery.
Really?
I think he left Goose, right?
What?
No?
No, I didn't know. I don't know. This is new. I don't know any of this.
Am I like spreading? Maybe these are all lies.
This is good. This is good, though. Yeah, because there is a place in the Back of the Yards called The Plant, and the order for The Plant to work, it's like this, it's the kind of place like everything recycles everything, right? Yeah. It's like this whole ecosystem.
It needs a brewery.
And it needs a brewery to function. You need a brewery, you need a restaurant, and it's called The Plant. And El Syndicate was supposed to be there, and Arcade was supposed to be there, but they pulled out. And now it's just been kind of dormant.
Right, so I think there's some work happening there. There's going to be a brewery there.
Oh, right on.
Because also Rhea, who used to be the beer manager at Fingers and Lace.
I remember hearing this now.
She's been there a lot and posting pictures and Twitter updates. So she may be involved in this brewery that's going there.
Huh. I'm very curious.
All right.
We might have to get back on the road, man.
Go out there?
Yeah.
All right. To the Back of the Yard. Awesome. Any other news happening that we need to mention before we get out of here?
No. That's it, man. It's good to be back in the studio, man. Yeah. It's been a while. Mm-hmm. It feels good.
I think the only news that I saw was the Greg Kuch thing.
Oh, he's stepping down.
Yeah.
So you're looking at Stone Brewery, one of the co-founders, the CEO. This is the 10th largest brewery in America, craft brewery, is moving up. So they're looking for a CEO now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said, despite rumors that people were spreading, like, oh, maybe this means they're selling.
Yeah.
They have no plans to, but who knows what the future could hold, right?
Until someone shows up with, you know, $500 million.
Yeah.
You never really know. Hmm. You know?
Never know. Never know. Interesting. Well, Nick, if people want to get in touch with you when they're not listening to the podcast, how can they reach you?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. feel like we need to post more there. We just kind of let everyone know we're recording, and here's the episodes.
Right.
So we will do a better job with that. So be sure to follow us up there, and then our Facebook page, which we do update a lot, is /Chicago Beer Pass. We're usually posting photos, other events we come across. So be sure to check that out. And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes, links to these events. Go subscribe. Leave us a review. We love seeing those. And that'll do it for this week's episode. Hopefully it sounded okay in the new studio.
Yeah.
It can only get better from here. So cheers. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.